Yes, we will be carrying Brad Holmes live today at 9 o'clock. He will address the Lions fans, sum up the season, and set the tone for the offseason. Stay tuned.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Because it is a tone setter for the offseason.
It is. I mean, how far away does he think they are? Why didn't they progress as far this season? What are some priorities? I think it's going to be fascinating. Of course, we're going to react to it with you guys in the 9 o'clock hour. Heather just shared that Colin, your husband, super Lion fan, has put away the Lions gear right now. Can't wear it. Doesn't want the kids wearing it.
Doesn't want to see it. Doesn't want to be around it. We had our Christmas lights, you know, that were still on. He changed them all to blue and white to keep them up until the Super Bowl. Yeah. And then as soon as we got home, too, and they came on automatically, he's like, oh, gosh, got to turn those off. He wants nothing to do. Like, take down the Lions flag. Let's just rid our house of it for the time being. He needs, you know, somebody called in and said they're going through like the stages of grief. But the guy who called in was like, I've already completed the five stages. I'm good. I'm happy now. Colin is doing the same, but he's only in like stage two, right? Like he has not completed all of them.
It would be the Jansen house would be a hard house for him to be in because Teddy literally wakes up and almost the first words out of his mouth are go Lions. He walks around the house all day saying, go Lions. It's the cutest thing ever. And obviously, we have been saying that for some time. And Lisa got him to, you know, be all in. He'll wake up in the morning and run into our room and grab my old Lions helmet and put it on and start saying, go Lions. So here's a way of he's not getting rid of the gear, right? He
isn't
going to wear it right now. He needs a little time.
Yes. He'll wear it again when he's ready.
All right, I'll give him another option instead. And I don't know how involved he is in the other sports teams.
I'm not too involved.
I was going to say, because you could just make the transition to, I don't know if the Wings right now would be the, as Costa
Pistons
makes.
Pistons are playing the best.
He could wear some Pistons gear if he wants to still be the Detroit fan, or he could go straight to Tigers gear.
I've never seen him in Pistons attire or Wings attire.
But does he have Tigers?
He's got some Tigers gear.
All right.
He could just go to that.
Fire up Tigers. Let's go. Just transition. Then he can start looking forward to pitchers and catchers. He can start looking forward to spring training. And it's a team that ended the season on a high note, even though they kind of outkicked their coverage. I think that's the path that he should go.
I just didn't know that's how people would cope with this. Like, I wore a Lions sweatshirt this week. You're still a Lions fan.
Oh, see, I'm kind of with Colin. I'm not quite as like Colin, but I'm not ready to go. I got some new sweatshirts for Christmas. I've only worn one of them. I'm not ready to go wear. I think I would feel funny if I came in here all decked out in Lions gear right now.
Oh, I would have no problem wearing Lions gear.
I don't think I would.
I really like the stuff Lisa got me. I mentioned it last week. Like, I didn't have any Lions gear. She got me a long sleeve shirt and she got me a hoodie. And I would have no issue showing up on Monday wearing Lions gear.
First text. Wow. Talk about a bandwagon fan.
Ooh.
Says, another one though, says, I had to go back and unlike all the posts I liked on playoff hype videos. Oh boy, that's excessive.
Yeah.
Says, took me
Why
3 days.
Waste your time?
Says, took me 3 days to even listen again to the radio. I can't, going back and unliking videos that you liked last week or the week before, really?
That's a little extreme. Yeah.
I understand people hitting the pause button and just wearing something different. We had one caller that was getting rid of all their gear. To me, that's a bit extreme.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to sell it or get rid of it or donate it.
No, don't do that. I understand, moving on, but I also think I would have no issue with it.
Texter says, I don't think it's an overreaction at all. I know anything that reminds me of what happened just brings back the pain all over again.
Yes.
So I get it. Not an overreaction by Colin. I'm in the same boat, trying like hell to shift my energy to the Pistons. This sucks. Took me 3 days before I could put a Lions hat on to go to the store. I mean, this is what people are doing. They can't even bear to wear Lions gear right now.
So this year, they started selling a lot of the black Lions gear.
Yes.
So wear your black Lions gear. It would be a sign of mourning.
Yeah, I have one of the, I guess, I've got a black Lions sweatshirt. And it has the Lions logo, but then on the back it just says Detroit.
Yeah.
So that I could get away with. The other ones I don't think I could wear yet.
I thought this was bizarre behavior. to like put your Lions gear in storage. Well,
it's like, it reminds him of it. So he just doesn't want to see it right
now. Well, he's not putting it in storage. He's just, it's in the closet. He's not wearing it actively right now.
And it's like he forgot what he used to wear before he wore Lions
Everybody's going to handle it differently. Everyone is going to handle it differently. And there are a lot of people that invested a lot of money in going to games, whether it was the trip down to Indy, or maybe it was they went out to San Francisco because they wanted to be there when that game happened, even though it wasn't as much riding on it at that time as people had hoped. Or it was season tickets, game tickets, the expense of going to Saturday night's game. If you are in mourning, you might not want to wear your Lions gear.
So the way it lands to me, and I'm not, Colin doesn't feel this way, but it almost feels like you're ashamed of the team. Like you're not proud to wear the stuff. Is that because that's how I feel like I'm not happy with the season. We've talked about it. I feel like it was a disappointment, a waste, a failure, whatever word you want to say. You're still a Lions fan. I'm not ashamed to be a Lions fan. I'd still wear Lions gear.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not ashamed to be a Lion. I mean, he's been a Lions fan since he was born. So, you are for life. But
if you could tell him to get over it, there might be an opportunity for him.
What do you mean?
I haven't been in a sports store yet this week. Some of it might be on sale.
You know what? Where I've seen a lot of it listed, people are selling it on Facebook Marketplace.
They're selling their gear?
Wow.
Yes.
Really? For cheaper.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's used and worn, but like
that's bandwagon.
I've seen a lot of Lions gear for sale on Marketplace, more so now after they lost
this
than before.
This is your chance now. Get him something, even though it's used. Who cares? Right? It might be lightly used. It might be whatever. But it stock up the closet because he's going to be back at some point. Colin, come on back, buddy.
You can wash the tears out. It's really not that big a deal.
He'll be back. He just needs a little time. He just needs a little time. Okay.
And then when he does come back, you'll have all this new gear for him.
He
at a huge discount.
He doesn't.
You make it sound like he doesn't have clothes that aren't Lions gear.
That's all he wears, you guys.
Well, we know he was obsessed.
It's all he wears.
Maybe that's part of this. So I have a big question. Did this happen last year?
Oh, yeah.
He did? So he stopped wearing?
Oh, it was. I think last year was probably worse than this year.
Okay.
I think it affected
him. That made
that
loss worse. Then.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering if the blowout had anything to do with it. I think you can. I see what Jim's saying in terms of like you're almost ashamed. And then I think, okay, that's probably overreacting. People can deal with things different. I love the fact I noticed you had your Lion sweater on this week, and I was like, good for you, because I'm in that camp. I still wear stuff. I remember the Wings, when they lost in the 95 Stanley Cup Final, I bought a hat. I went to the two home games, and it had the Devils logo on it, too. It was Stanley Cup Finals with the two logos. And I wore it after they lost, because I like the hat. But I guess people deal with things differently, but... there's nothing to be ashamed of here. I mean, I've actually been thinking when we were doing this topic, I got over the loss real quick, but I feel there's a significant void right now in my life.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had all made plans for Sunday. Like this was something that people were planning on, whether you were going or you were going to be watching it with friends, buddies. Same thing with Super Bowl. We had talked about it, you know, a couple of weeks ago. People were making Super Bowl plans.
Right. We were going to be there in New Orleans.
I think for me, because they really got their butt kicked Saturday, that is very easy for me to accept that. There was no, we didn't see it this time last week, but there was no path to victory on Saturday in my mind. I mean, whether you want to blame Goff or coordinator distractions or whatever you want to blame, they weren't winning that game Saturday, and that was pretty easy for me to accept and not live in denial.
To the point about like the void and how things have changed, I'll just share something that you said yesterday off air. You came in and said, should we do on Friday a list like a Letterman top 10 of the things we would have been talking about? And we vetoed it. We said, no, it's just too painful.
Are you selling your NFC Championship game ticket? All right, I'll stop.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And yeah, a lot has been taken off the table because they lost. Ticket texters are saying it's not a shame thing, John. Because I brought up people being ashamed. They say they just don't want to be approached and asked about it. If they're wearing Lions gear at work or at the grocery store or someone's going to bring up, hey, man, and they don't want to have those conversations right now. It's too painful.
I mean, yeah, so it can be a conversation starter. You know, how are you dealing with it? Have you watched the line? You know, I get all of that. I don't know. There are so many great moments that happened this season, and you still have to come to the realization that the Detroit Lions are a competent franchise. They're a good franchise, which is hard for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. You should be able to do that now after the two seasons that they've had. They are still one of the best teams. Not the best, but they are still one of the best teams in the NFL.
Ticket Texter has a note for Heather.
Yes.
It says, you got to jump on those boys mediums right now and get as much Lions gear as you can.
The smaller sizes.
Surprised it went with medium. She just went with small.
Oh, boys medium.
Oh, boys medium.
Yeah, like a child's medium.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Right over the head.
Well, I just heard that. Yes, I get it.
I know.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of decompression that's going on right now. We'll get some of your thoughts on this. Are you putting away the Lions gear temporarily? Is it just too painful? Or are you still out and about wearing that Lions stuff? It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, and you will definitely need somebody that is on your side, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random dork you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of those weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Colin has said he can't wear Lions gear, at least not yet, in the wake of what happened over the weekend. We said, is that an overreaction? Yeah. I wore Lions gear this week. Like, I'm not ashamed.
Can we do a two grand slam with music? Who pulls this one out?
Yeah. Exactly. You don't know that. This is pretty old, but this is the old Incredible Hulk TV show.
Oh, I know this one, yeah.
With Bruce Banner, and at the end of the show, they would always play that music, and he'd be walking down the street,
walk off into
by
the
himself, all alone, with a little like a stick with a satchel at the end of it. That's Colin walking down the street
with his Lions gear in the back.
Colin could play the human Bruce Banner, but there's no way he could play the Incredible Hulk.
Person says it's not shame or embarrassment. I'm just not ready to talk about them yet. Texter says, I wouldn't wear Lions gear for most of the week, but I woke up this morning and I did put on a Lions hoodie. It hurts, but it's part of the healing process. Need to do it sooner rather than later, Sam in GR. Yep.
Get back on that bike. Mm-hmm.
So Colin is treating his gear like the Lions are, like Detroit is treating Goff.
Oh.
Okay. This one says, Lions gear went on as soon as the Tigers lost in the playoffs. The Tigers gear went on as soon as the Lions lost.
Right, yeah. You just moved to the next team.
Yeah.
That's the way I've somewhat been coping with it.
And we have a team playing right now. Team that won last night.
Yes.
Carve out a little time for the Pistons here.
Yeah, a playoff. A team that's, if the season were to end today, would actually be in the playoffs.
And there is a clear distinction. The six seed, you avoid all the play-in. They beat Atlanta. That's a like team. You like to look at those games. And they beat them easy, handily, on the road. The defense was there. Cade continues his ascent. And after the game, I had a listener say that Cade Cunningham is the best point guard in the East. And I paused. I want to play a game, John.
Okay.
How far are you willing to go? We'll do this kind of like the mountain climber game, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
It'll get progressively steeper, but how far are you willing to go with Cade Cunningham? Ready?
Yes.
Cade Cunningham is the best player on the Pistons.
Yeah, I don't think there's There's not much debate there.
A little bunny hill to step over.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes. Okay. He clears that one.
Cade Cunningham is a top 10 athlete in the city of Detroit.
Yes, because you start looking at all the teams, and I'm not sure there's even a top 10er on the wings. We already said that he's the best on the Pistons. Tigers, we obviously got Skubal, and then we could start debating Lions. That would be on that list. But, yeah, so I think he's clearly in the top 10 in Detroit.
Not only top 10, top 5.
Well, easy.
Easy there, buddy. Easy. Levels.
Cade Cunningham is an all-star, and as he defined that this week, that's one of the top 24 players in the NBA.
And we find that out tonight, don't we? I believe that's going to be announced tonight. I think that was in one of the updates. But I do think he's an all-star. I really do.
They're at least announcing part of the roster. I don't think it's complete yet, but
okay.
But yeah, he is.
He deserves it.
What is he right now? 24-something, 9-something, and 6-something with points, assists, and rebounds?
I think his performance, what he's been able to do this year, and especially for this team, yeah, I think he should be in the All-Star game.
25 a game, 9 assists per game is the third highest in the NBA, and he's stronger at the rim. He's controlling this offense. Yeah, he's an All-Star. Is he a top 5 athlete in the city of Detroit?
No. I don't think that's necessarily a hot take. And I'll give you, okay, 1, Skubal.
Yeah.
Monroe St. Brown.
Sure. Sewell.
Sewell.
Then he's there.
Aiden Hutchinson. And Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's top 5. Well, I have to be consistent with my top 5 when we did this about a year ago.
Who you bumping
and
out?
And I bullishly put in Cade then, even though he had the injuries. Cade Cunningham's a superstar, potentially.
Potentially, but we're not saying it. We're talking about now.
I'd have ahead of Gibbs.
You have ahead of Gibbs?
Yeah.
I'd put him third.
Wow.
It goes Skubal, Sewell, whichever way you want to do it, and then Cunningham for me.
He had him ahead of St. Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay, well, so some of us are still climbing this mountain, so we'll go up another tier. Is he an all-pro? That would be a top 15 player in the NBA.
No. And you start thinking about some of the other guards. Now, is it all-pro? It's got to be position-specific, too, right?
Yeah, they do guard, so it doesn't have to be point guard. But is he essentially one of the top 6 or 7 guards in the league?
All right, so no, I don't think he is. And you start, because it's not just his conference. It's obviously it's the entire NBA. And you start talking about Luka Doncic, Darius Garland in Cleveland, LaMelo Ball, Damian Lillard. Halliburton. Halliburton would be kind of in the same category, and you could be kind of plus or minus a little bit.
I'd rather have Cade than Halliburton.
Tyrese Maxey, Tyler Hero.
I'd rather have Cade than both those guys. We're getting into the Tom. You answer because John's already stepped off the mountain here. Is he an all NBA guy, top 15 player?
We're doing this for this year right now, right?
Factor it in.
Jalen Brunson.
I will say yes. I'm willing to go one more step at least up the mountain. But this is a close call, and John brought up all the names that you could argue.
Yeah.
Best point guard in the East is the next base camp.
I'm already off. So.
Yeah, John's off.
No.
Tom, best point guard in the East.
I'm falling. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No more. We got to stop this lunacy.
So not who is the best point guard in the East? Lillard? LaMelo?
I would probably say Dame. You could go Dame Lillard, Brunson, I think is right there. Garland for Cleveland.
The difference in the New York Knicks since Brunson has got there is night and day. And yeah. I think you got to give some credit to that. That's why I would knock LaMelo Ball, because it's not translating in the wing column. It is translating for the Pistons, but it's too soon. But he's doing this without Jaden Ivey. Okay. They're 9-3 since January 1st.
Okay. So we're off the mountain, but the next step would have been best point guard in basketball, best player in basketball, and the greatest of all time. Still got some work to do.
When you put GOAT, I honestly, everything else could have maybe been potentially.
Well, I ask how far, the whole thing is, are you willing to go with Cade Cunningham?
All right. Everybody needs to get Cade Cunningham jerseys to replace their Lions gear.
Bingo. He has been phenomenal for the Pistons. People need to pay attention. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Amon-Ra St. Brown may be happy for Ben Johnson and his new head coaching position, but during a little friendly banter, he made it known that he does plan on beating him twice a year.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I do. I, you know, I said what I had to say about him being in the division. It wasn't offensive to me. I don't hate him for going in division, and I think it actually does up the ante in the division, and it's going to, the competition is going to be fun.
Listen to this story. Buffalo Bills fans have raised over $90,000 to support an opposing player after he was just subject to a wave of online hate. You probably know where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. During the crucial playoff game Sunday between the Bills and the Ravens, Baltimore tight end Mark Andrews, y'all saw it, he bobbled. He dropped the two-point conversion that could have tied the game in the fourth quarter. And he appeared heartbroken after the loss, right? There's videos of him being consoled by quarterback Lamar Jackson. Even like, no matter what anyone said, whether Coach Harbaugh said anything great about him or his teammates backed him up, fans were angry and they jumped online and they spewed their hate and resentment towards him all over his social media. And Andrew's last post on social media on Instagram was a post for National Diabetes Awareness Month in November. And he discussed his continuous glucose monitoring system that he uses because he has type 1 diabetes. Well, while people were calling for him to be canceled and his contract to be ended and things like that, Bill's Mafia did something unexpected, and they started a GoFundMe for his charity. So not directly for him, but a charity that supports juvenile diabetes. And they have raised, I just jumped on the GoFundMe page, $93,358.
Yeah.
They had a goal of raising $5,000. Wow. And they surpassed it.
They've stepped in at different points throughout the history of the Bills Mafia for different things like this. You don't have to be a Bills fan to think that this is awesome.
It is really awesome for sure. The Philadelphia Eagles attempted to make some money, and they did by selling cartons of snow from the playoff game against
the
Rams.
Ridiculous.
You guys, for $50.
This is bizarre.
It sold out in hours, and there were so many people at this game. Almost 70,000 people attended the game where they could have taken snow themselves right from the game. Put in a jar and I tried to keep it cold in a cooler at home and there you have it. But no, they didn't do that. The team claims their snow is the first ever authenticated snow collectible tied to an NFL playoff win. And people loved it.
Yeah.
But it was in like ice cream pints, kind of like that, like small little containers of dirty snow.
It's so bizarre.
What do you do with it? You put it in the freezer. I mean, it's got to be cold or it's going to turn into water.
You're going to put a 5-gallon bucket in the freezer?
Well, they said it was like pints.
Oh, it's even dumber.
It's better if it's more?
It was a pint for $50.
A pint. That's
what do you do with
dumb.
It? I mean, you put it, you unless you melt it and then you just have water sitting somewhere.
Right. It's dumb.
I think you're a sucker if you buy that.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of them.
Hey, they're good people
lots
out there.
Lots of them.
But also suckers.
Yeah.
All right, that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Thursday Touchdown. A reminder, 9 o'clock, we are carrying Brad Holmes' press conference live. It's 97.1. And we're talking about the Lions a lot. They are the Kings of the North, and we toast to the Kings of the North with 1800 Tequila, the best taste in tequila, and a proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Make sure to grab the limited edition Motor City jersey bottles. They're on shelves now. The bottle's design is meant to look like the Motor City alternate jerseys the team wore in Week 18 when they secured the NFC North. They'll be gone soon, but get yours wherever you normally buy 1800 Tequila and enjoy the number one super premium tequila as well as the taste of victory on game day. 1800 Tequila, Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.